All right. So, we're in Maryland at my parents' house.
Yes.
And we're down here for my nephew. Well, we're down here to attend my nephew's graduation, high school graduation.
Yeah, this is a big family event.
Nice event. Boring, you know, I don't like graduations, but the dinner was nice.
Yes.
And this is our second podcast where I guess it'll be a series where I get into a verbal confrontation with a stranger out in public. You record it, and then we do a postmortem where we discuss the confrontation, how it started, how it happened, and whether there was any, you know, lessons learned about what to do better, what to, you know, whatever. But I got into another verbal, a little bit more serious this time,
yeah.
I would say, than the Costco confrontation, which was not serious and rather ridiculous.
Mm.
But this one was a little bit, I wouldn't say vast, much more serious, but it was a little bit more serious in that this was like a real one-on-one
confrontation. The intensity of the confrontation is more serious.
Much more serious.
Yeah.
And this was not me versus a business. Mm-hmm. This was me versus another
individual.
A couple other guys.
Yeah, a couple other guys.
And it resulted from, it was my fault. I mean, in terms of how it
started.
What precipitated the confrontation, right? It was my fault, and I did not deny that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you the rundown, because actually I haven't told you the full story yet because you weren't there.
Yeah, I kind of in the second half.
Yeah. So I left early because, you know, I wanted to get ahead of the crowd, so I went to go get the car, and it was really crowded. I mean, there was a lot of people around, like
so many. It was in Washington.
It was in the middle of Washington, D.C., downtown Washington. It's so jammed. So I got ahead of the crowd, got the car, and I'm pulling. You told me where to go to C Street.
But that's when all the people all come out at once. It's like so many people.
Right. So I'm driving very slowly on the street, and there's through traffic. It's a one-lane road.
Yes.
And there's cars that are trying to go through. And I'm looking for you guys.
Yes.
So I pull over as far to the right as possible. Now, I'm a New York City driver.
Mm-hmm.
So when I pull close, pull close. You know, I'm very comfortable getting very close to other cars.
You are very good drivers.
Yeah. So, but you know, I get very close.
Yes.
And I don't know if that means I'm good or not, but I'm comfortable with tight spaces.
I think you're pretty good because so many times I feel like you're going to, like, hit something, but you never hit anything.
Yeah. So I'm very far to the right, and because I want to let the cars on the left through.
But he's always within the, you know, very reasonable range.
I try. I mean, this time I made a mistake.
That's not really your mistake.
No, it was. I shouldn't have been that close. And that's fine. Here, the thing is this. It's not the end of the world to make a mistake when you're driving, right? Especially a small mistake like this.
Mm-hmm.
I was too close to the cars to the right, and I'm looking for you guys, and suddenly, I hit something. I definitely hit something, and I felt it. It wasn't terrible, but it felt like I scraped. I didn't hear a scrape. I hit something. Mm-hmm. And it was really confusing because I looked to my right, and I'm far enough that my mirror is not touching the car. Like, I'm like, what? Where did I hit? You know, I was like, did the other car move? And so these two guys, these rather, like, large black men.
Oh, pretty good, pretty big, like, much taller than me.
Yeah, and I think they're attending
Ceremony.
They're attending the ceremony,
because
too.
Kind of dressed up a little bit.
They were dressed up.
They have ties.
Yeah, and their wives were with them. They were, like, a whole group.
Yeah.
Like, a whole family, and they had a graduate. Like, one of their, I think, in the video that we recorded, I think I saw, like, you know, their son or nephew or whoever he was.
I saw some women in the background. Like,
I think that was they were with them.
I guess so.
So we're all attending, and I'm dressed up enough for them to realize, like,
hey,
this
guy's. Yeah, because you even have a pin on.
Yeah, and I have a suit on, not a suit, but I have, like, a jacket and tie on. Okay, so immediately I see guys look back at the car, and I'm like, oh, it's their car. So I roll down the window, and I'm like, guys, sorry, but I think I hit something. And these two guys come at me.
Black guy.
And they start yelling at me. Right? And I was trying to be nice. I'm like, guys, sorry, but, and I said, does it look bad? And he was like, what do you mean does it look bad? What do you think? You know? And I'm like, okay, I
What do
can't
you
see.
think?
He's like, you can't see? I can't see. You're too close to the car. And I'm like, okay, just guy, calm down a little bit, right? I'm gonna pull up there and then I'm gonna go. And then they just start screaming at me, right? And I said, dude, you're way too aggro and you need to calm the fuck down. Okay, because I really didn't like the way they were talking to me.
That's when I
Yeah.
start recording, because that's when
Did you
I.
already see it when I was in the car?
No, I didn't see you in the
No, at
car.
this point I'm still in the car. Yeah.
The first time I saw you actually got out from your
No.
car.
So at this point I'm still in the car.
Oh,
And
you're still in the car.
they're yelling at me.
Oh.
And
Yeah. So that's why
yeah.
I did not see the part that they actually yelling at you.
Okay, so I'm sitting in the car in the driver's seat, right? I'm the only one in the car. I got my windows on the passenger side down, and this guy's got his, you know, he's looking at me through the window and he's screaming at me and he was like, move your fucking car. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna move the car. I'm gonna pull up. He's like, move your like he just everything I say, I'm trying to agree with him, and I'm just my point is like, I'm sorry I hit your car. I'm going to pull out to the front, come out, and then we're gonna assess the damage. I'm just like, I'm just being like pretty reasonable here, okay? And this guy, there's two guys. There's one wearing a black shirt. There's one wearing, let's say, a beige
I
shirt.
did
Doesn't
not
matter.
see
Just
that guy. Yep.
black and beige guy, right? So the beige guy is the one that's getting really confrontational. And here's the thing, like every time this kind of thing happens, I think about like I can handle this. Like I'm not getting mad or scared or anything, right? But if it was like my father and they're talking to my father like this, I'm like, you don't talk to people like this. Like I didn't hit your car on purpose. And I'm telling you I'm sorry. I'm not, you know, obviously it was my fault. There's no one in your car. So I'm not even trying to say I did. I'm just telling you I'm gonna pull up and then I'm gonna come out. And they're just screaming at me. And they're screaming at he's screaming at me to move. He's like, get your car out of here. And there's a car right in front of me, waiting for the light. And I'm like, guy, do you see there's a car right there? I can't move until he moves. So why don't you calm down? Because you're gonna cause another accident if you keep screaming at me like this. And I move my I can't move. He was like, he didn't know what to say, so he just said, "Move your fucking car," over and over. So that car
I
moves,
see. That's a robotic voice.
and I pull over. I get out of my
Yeah,
car.
that's the moment I saw you.
Okay,
You got out of your car.
so I
That's
got out of
the
my
first
car.
time I saw
Okay,
you. Like, I'm like, B, where are you going?
and as I'm going, one of their wives is like, "You can't come here."
Oh, that part I didn't
And
see.
I said, "Lady, I'm just coming here to check out the damage and change insurance information." And she goes, "Oh, okay." She like I'm like, what world are you living in? You think I'm just gonna come out here to start a fight with your husband?
Yeah, in front of all the student and
What like
whatever.
what world do you live in? You know what I mean?
But I think that what happened before.
Right. I think she knows that
Her husband is so
the
aggressive
beige
that
guy,
like a lot of people want to punch him.
yeah. She knows that he's losing control, and I'm
Yeah, and
like,
he always gets into
she's just like,
trouble.
please don't come and start a fight.
The
This is
wife
our
was
this is a
like,
good day.
I know my husband is the shit at and please stay away from
Yeah.
him.
So I was just like, lady, I'm not here to start a fight, okay? I'm here to look at the damage so we can just exchange insurance. Do you want my insurance information or not? So I get to the car. There's absolutely no damage. So I'm confused as
That's
to.
the part, that's the time I actually like see you and start recording.
Yeah.
And your parents were following me too.
Okay, so I go there, and then the bigger, I think the somewhat taller, bigger guy, the one with
Oh
the
yeah,
beard,
that one is tall. I only see that one.
he was actually cooler headed. He was the one,
Oh, so
he was the one, he was less aggressive than the beige guy. That guy actually kind of wanted to calm it down a little bit compared to the beige guy. If it wasn't for the,
I didn't know there were two guys.
yeah.
I thought the one that I saw actually pretty aggressive, but
No.
because when I saw him, he would just keep like smiling his
No,
head.
he was actually trying to play it cool,
Okay.
but not very well. I mean, he was an asshole too. But the thing was that beige guy was really, I mean,
But I didn't see him.
like he was being a total fucking bully.
I think maybe his wife dragged
Yeah.
him out of the side.
And I'm sorry, like I can't help but and my mom said this too later. But I was like, you know, I really do I didn't say this, but I was thinking it. I was like, you're picking on me because I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
Okay? The way you're talking to me now is so aggressive. I feel like you saw a Chinese guy driving a car and it clipped your car, and you think that gives you the right to just verbally abuse me and
Yeah,
threaten me
tell
physically.
you.
Literally, he's like, I'm gonna kick your ass. And so I come out and I walk over. Because, like, look, I can't just go away. I mean, I think ordinarily, if nothing happened and someone's there, I just go away. I don't want to. But I have to go check the damage. It's my responsibility to get out and check the damage and see, like, if there's damage. If there's damage, like, and I go away, they're just gonna. I mean, they have my license plate, I'm sure, right? Like, someone takes. Like, first of all, it's the wrong thing to do. I gotta go get out of the car and see what happened. And as I'm walking over, it's like a fight, like a fight's gonna start, and I'm like, I'm not here to start a fight. And the guy in the black shirt, is like, it ain't even his car, it's my car. And I said, okay, well, let's look at, and he was like, well, you clipped my wheel. So I, now then I understood, because when I saw his car,
Oh,
what happened
he is
was,
their owner. Okay.
yeah. So what happened was he was parked on the side, but he had his wheel, his front wheel turned completely to the left. So when you turn to your left, your wheel actually juts out. That's why my wheel touched his wheel. The bodies of the car didn't touch. It was just the tips of the wheel. So there was no damage, and literally it was the tire touched his tire. That's why it felt like I hit something. But there was no body damage at all. There
Just
was
like
nothing,
just two car
right?
tires just squeeze
Yeah.
or like
So he's
beep.
sitting there screaming at me about why would you drive so close? You messed up my car. And I
Yeah,
said,
that's the part I
okay. And I
recorded.
said, okay, guy, I get it. I'm sorry,
Yeah, you
right? And he
apologized.
laughed at me. He was like, I said, okay, he doesn't want to accept an apology. And I said, okay, but do you want my insurance information or not? Right? And he said, why would he said, he looked at me. And this is when I knew, like, he didn't really know what he was doing.
It's my car.
Okay, all right, so let's talk about the car.
You hit my tire.
I'm sorry about that. This wheel, I didn't see it, so.
But why would you ride so close that you're gonna hit somebody's tire?
我们回去车上面看着吧。我们先上去，先上车。
Okay, then what the fuck are you talking about?
Bro, don't get your ass whooped out here.
Sorry. Whatever you want to do, go ahead. Go ahead. You want to whoop some ass? Go ahead.
Take a little bitch ass on.
Go on. Whoop some ass. You guys are you starting way too much shit, I'm telling you.
Are we?
The
It's
most
nonsense. Like,
idiotic
yeah.
thing ever.
He looked at me and he, because now he just wants to, like, confront me, right? So he goes, why would I want your insurance information if there's no damage? And I was like,
Okay.
see? I was like, I was like, this guy doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, if
Like,
there's
you're.
no damage, why are you yelling at me?
Right. So I said, so what the f. Like, I was so frustrated.
What do you
I
mean?
said, so what the fuck are you talking about then?
Yeah.
I was like, why have I taken all this verbal abuse from you and then there's no damage and you don't even want my information? So what was this about? And he said, get your bitch ass home before you get your ass whooped. And I was like, okay, this isn't like a playground. Like, this ain't. Like, we're not, I'm not your friend. You don't just threaten people, right? So I was like, all right, go ahead. I was like, go ahead. You're talking all this, you're threatening people, you're talking all this shit, and I'm just like, go ahead then. Get your bitch ass out of here before I whoop your ass. I'm like, go ahead, whoop some ass. And then he
Yeah,
laughed.
you did say
He
that.
laughed and he started going, and that was pretty much it. Right? And I said, you guys, I told him, I was like, you guys start too much shit. Right? This is too much. Guys, for what happened, like, you absolutely went overboard and did not need to verbally threaten and abuse me. Now, I don't personally care that much, right? But the reason I feel compelled to confront you guys is because I imagine that, honestly, like, my father, right? If this happened to him, my feeling is that people are going to abuse an old Chinese man because he's an easy target and they take a lot of their own frustrations out on easy targets. Now, I learned today that the second you present yourself as a difficult target, they just want you to go away.
Yeah. That's right? Why he starts saying, like, random shit. I throw stupid.
Get your bitch ass out of here.
Oh, there's no damage. Yeah. Why would I want your insurance information?
Yeah. And then he just wanted me to leave. Yeah, like, he didn't want to deal with me anymore.
Yeah, because there's nothing to yell at anymore.
Yeah. So I'm like, you started out picking on me, and the second I stand up for myself, you want me to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What? So, I don't know. It's one of those things where, I've told you, I think physical altercation, like physical confrontations are pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
But verbal confrontations like this are quite common. And in fact, like I just had to deal with this a few days ago at your parents' house, because your mom had said that there was a guy who was basically camped out in front of your house.
He was the whole day in
a car.
Yeah.
And so we asked your mom to take a picture of the car because the guy was...
License plate.
Yeah. And then he got really confrontational with your mom.
Yeah, he said he called the police.
And your mom said she scared him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went over to check it out, and I went over to the car. I saw a guy in there. I knocked on the window, and he opened the door, and he was very confrontational. But, like, in a defensive way, you know? Like, he wasn't... He just wanted me to go away. And I just wanted to know who he was. Like, what are you doing here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he really was being paid by Con Ed to just sit there. He didn't work for Con Ed directly. He's not an employee.
But when you asked for his ID, he did not provide it to
you. I mean, he was not behaving normal. He was a weird guy. Mm-hmm. And you could tell, like, he was living in his car. Like, he was a down-and-out guy. I didn't really want to, like, hassle him, but I feel like, you know, I generally, like, feel I don't want to get into confrontations with people. But the second I think about, like, that he is kind of scaring your mother and not being so nice to her.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, my priorities are such that now I have to get involved, right?
Yeah, you need to protect my parents.
Yeah. Now, today, I would have gladly walked away, except I have to get out. Like, I have to assess the situation. I can't just drive away.
You're just being irresponsible.
Yeah, like...
An adult.
Yeah, I'm just like, look, I mean, if I damaged your car, I want to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
Simple, right? I don't want to... I'm just like, can we just be adults here? And they're just like threatening to kick my ass.
Can.
It's the fucking playground.
And I'm
like,
grow up child soul inside big body. That's it. That's all they are.
It's, I mean, whatever. It's just like, they did not present themselves very well today. And I was like, you know,
they're just like adding a bunch of loser in front of all the student and the parent. And then people will be thinking like, yeah, you know what? That's what we think.
I was just like, I'm an adult. You're an adult. Can we just act like adults? Or why does this have to be like playground bullshit? You know what I mean? So, but here's the thing is like, I feel that verbal confrontations are very common, and it's something that I think people need practice with. Like,
but how do you know whether that person is like gonna become like physical threat?
I mean,
cut between that.
You just have a sense. I mean,
wow, that's really hard.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying pick fights. I'm not saying go out and pick fights. I'm saying when someone there was one time in Costco where do you remember there was like that European like guy who was like kind of crazy, and he almost got into a minor fender bender with like these Asian, were they Asian women? They were Asian women, right?
Asian women.
They were driving or something, or I don't know what was going on, but he almost either hit them or they hit him. Almost. They didn't happen. But he lost his fucking mind and was shouting at them in the most obscene way. He was calling them cockroaches and he was telling them to die and all this stuff. And I was just so disgusted with him that as I walked by, you know, I told him, you know, shut your fucking mouth and pay attention to driving. And I just walked away. And then as we were loading the groceries, he came by and started shouting at me. And I just shouted at him and I said, I just told him just over and over, Pay attention to the fucking road. Pay attention to the fucking road, you know? And
I think I was yelling too, but I forgot
yelling. Yeah, but I gotta tell you that I, looking back in reviewing that one, I was like, that guy might have been a little dangerous.
He was too mad.
That guy was too angry.
And also, he was in a car.
He was in a car.
Outside of the car.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, yeah.
I mean, I think my problem has been I'm too confrontational sometimes. And I'm trying to dial it down. But on the other hand, it's in my nature. I can't back down.
Yeah, kind of like that's one of the reasons why I like you so much. So sometimes I feel like even I'm not sure what the situation is, but I kind of need to trust you that you're doing the right thing. So that's why I record the whole thing.
It was like, oh, well, you know, the first time you saw me get into a public confrontation was at the restaurant when that drunk white lady next to us at a Thai restaurant.
Oh, that was the first time. But this, she's no threat.
She's no threat, but on the other hand, it's like, I had no reason to get, I was just so disgusted with her.
Yeah.
Because she was like, saying all this crap about, like, how this poor Thai, I guess she was Thai, right? It really was Thai people who were in that restaurant.
I believe so.
And they had a new waitress come, and she said something, and the waitress didn't understand her at first. And she just got so fucking racist.
Yeah.
And then when the waitress left, she was like, oh, you're going to come to this country and work, and you can't speak, you know? And I told her, I remember I was just like, I just so disgusted. I'm like, why do I have to sit here and listen to this shit?
Yes.
So I told her, I was like, I don't care what you think. Just don't say it in public because I don't want to hear your trashy thoughts.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, and she just didn't, you know, and then they just get uglier and she was drunk. And then she was talking. Remember, she just like came over and just started saying like, bonsoir, like, because I guess she was upset that you and I were talking in Chinese and she knew we were talking about her. And I was like, yeah, bonsoir, I don't give a fuck. Like, what? Who cares? I was like, stop drinking.
and actually, her friend feel kind of...
embarrassed. She was totally embarrassed.
Another white lady, yeah. She's kind of feel embarrassed. She's like, just walk away.
Shut up. I mean, I never feel good about confrontations. I'm not like, yes, I got into... But on the other hand, like, I try not to beat myself up going like, oh, why did you get into a fight today? You know, I'm like, I generally don't regret, you know, confronting people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't like being pushed around. I just really don't like being pushed around.
I think the only time that you actually regret this, from what I heard, was one time you were in the restaurant with your coworker.
Okay.
And you feel like the waiter is kind of rude, maybe.
Okay.
And the next day, when you think about the whole thing, you think like maybe that waiter is kind of like...
Autistic. Yes. Yeah. And then, yeah, no, I see, like, here's the thing. Anytime I get into, like, a confrontation, like, I just think about it a lot, you know? I just go through it, and I'm like...
You replace it in your brain.
Yeah, because confrontations are, like, really sort of meaningful events, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're pushing the boundaries of safety and social decorum.
Mm-hmm.
You're breaking a lot of unspoken social rules, and it's kind of raw and brutal, right? Like, these are mostly, not always, right? Obviously, I yelled at a woman before who deserved it. But
you did not yell at her. You just talked.
I told her to. I just told her to shut up.
You're not yelling at her.
I was like, just shut up.
And you're like,
yeah.
Rah, rah, rah.
But I guess the thing is, like, I guess I feel there's a justice, because I'm like, why do you get to run your mouth, but I have to sit here and take it? You know, that's not fair, is it? It's not fair that you get to talk all your shit, and I just got to eat your shit. Now you're going to hear my shit. As long as everyone's shitting out of their mouth, you're going to hear my shit now.
I think the first time I heard you confront with a white woman, I think they're very gentlemen. Like, you're not, like, raising your voice. You're like, hey, lady, I don't care how you think in private, but in public, I don't want to hear it. That is your exact word.
Yeah.
I remember that. I'm like, wow, this looks so nice. Classy.
Classy, yeah.
Say, you're a bitch. Get lost.
Yeah, today I wasn't classy. I was using curse words with these
because
guys.
It's a guy core, like very aggressive. That's a different level.
I told him, I said, the curse words I said was, you need to calm the fuck down.
Yes.
And then also, so what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, right. I mean, I recorded
it. And this is after they threatened me physically, so I'm like, I'm free to curse.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. And, but I would say, you know, these are brutal and somewhat, like, your adrenaline level goes up.
Yay!
And when your adrenaline level goes up, it becomes harder and harder to control your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the way to win a confrontation,
mm-hmm.
you gotta control your emotions. Yep. You have to stay cool.
Isn't that kind of important? Because if you let your emotion like overtake,
it's very ugly.
Then your intelligence is just like, oh,
your intelligence
God.
Drops. And you just look, I mean, you just lost. Like,
yeah.
The way you win a confrontation
it don't
is
lose
you keep
your mind.
You're cool. Yeah, you have, but it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to do because you're mad. You're angry, you know?
Yeah,
so,
because it's very emotional.
Yeah. So you come and you record these last two, and I find it very helpful because I can watch it and look at myself and be like, am I cool? Or do I sound out of control?
Now he's keep admiring himself.
Well, you know, because I always feel more out of control. Like, because I do feel, I mean, my heart was, I wouldn't say it's racing, but my blood pressure is, my pulse is elevated.
I'm kind of like terrified, but I'm like, I need to record it. I was so close to the guy in the, like, I couldn't even take his head because I was kind of really close to him.
You know, the funny thing is, upon rewatching it, it's a very mild confrontation.
Yeah, he would try to laugh it off and to cover up.
He wasn't, like threatening
or
anything.
Yeah, he tried to laugh it off so that he cover that, like, he realized that he had nothing more to say because there's nothing going on.
Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't like other people were like, oh, what's going on? You know, most people were just ignoring it, right?
Yeah,
people
because it's not
were,
like
were
you guys gonna fight.
Yeah, I don't think it didn't look to me like there was any threat of physical violence.
Yeah, he just like
and I didn't think that there was any. I didn't, you know, even in the heat of the moment, I didn't think that there was any chance for physical violence. I was just like, can you please stop threatening me?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? How about we just talk about what needs to be talked about, like grown adults, and. I actually didn't say or do anything that was like anything but trying to be a problem solver, knowing that I caused this problem. Now, I'm not going to just like let you roll over me because it was my fault. It was a tire on tire incident.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the end of the world, and that doesn't make me a piece of shit that you can just abuse. Right? Just because my tire touched your tire doesn't mean you can threaten me physically.
But you know what I said? You know what I said? Their ego is so tiny, that's equivalent to their tire. That's why when you touch a tire, they all get mad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were not, they just weren't very nice, you know? They weren't very fucking nice, were they? Now, here's the other thing. I would say that on the other side of this, there are times when I do get There are opportunities sometimes when you get to be really nice and helpful to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, two times I helped old people change their tires because they got a blown flat on the side of the road.
Yeah, one.
That feels really nice. In fact, today I saw someone help someone else out the same way.
Uh-huh.
At the gas station, some guy had a flat tire.
Uh-huh.
And another guy helped him change his tire. And I thought that was really
nice. I saw people helping each other.
Yeah.
Not the tie-up or something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are opportunities. Like, I don't always jump in to help, you know? Like, I never give money to panhandlers, you know? But, you know, there are times, like, one time a woman fainted on the subway.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people, including me, jumped to, like, you know, I called the guy...
The conductor,
and other people were, like, clearing space for her to, you know, it all worked out really well. The EMS was there. There are times when you jump in to get involved because you're trying to help someone.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other times when you jump in because you're trying to...
Confront
and tell someone off, you know? And
help people get lost.
Yeah, and you know, it's a lot easier to help people. It's a lot harder to confront
of
people.
Of course, when you're helping people, you actually kind of calm and you kind of need to know what to do.
Yeah, you're not questioning yourself. You know, I think what the hard part about confrontation, especially like today, right, is like, it is my fault. You know, it's
but
like,
you apologized already.
I already apologized. Like, dude, a guy, I'm sorry.
They damaged or whatever.
I said, guys, I'm sorry. And they just wanted to yell at me.
Remember what your dad said one time? Your sister actually crashed through somebody else, like pickup truck. And the pickup truck guy just came down and he was a redneck. And he was like, eh, it's the old pickup truck. It's okay. But just worry about your car because your parent going to yell at you.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah. That's what the normal person, like, I mean, he have a big heart, definitely, but you know, normally you know that it's like this kind of thing gonna happen and you need to, you know, it's not gonna be like rare.
I was very nice. I said I am sorry
and I recorded it, so yes,
I said that was the second time. I said the first thing I said to those guys was, dude, I'm sorry, I think I hit something. And they said, oh, you think? And I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm gonna get yelled at, and I'll take a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, it was my fault. You get to be angry for a little bit, but then after I apologize a second time, and then a third time, and then you start threatening me, then we're gonna have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's like, you know, if I was a more defenseless person, now I'm getting scared. Now it's like, now you're just gonna abuse me. I'm in a vulnerable position because it's my fault, and you're going to use that against me to abuse me, is what I felt. And I got so mad at that idea that I had to just get out of the car. And then, but man, you, like, I'm walking towards a group of guys, you
that's
know,
scary.
And they're not small, you know, So, but these aren't stupid things. Like, the reality is, there's no chance of a physical fight, you know?
Because I think...
But there's a part, like, if you're not used to confrontation, like, there's a part of you as a smaller guy. I'm not small, but these guys are bigger. And there's more of them, right? Like, you're just gonna have that fear and that your heart, you know, racing a little bit. And I for one, believe that the more... you just sort of practice, don't shy away from confrontations, like, don't look for them, and if you have the chance to avoid the confrontation in a good way, just do it. Like, you know, if I apologize to these guys, they go, okay, you know, I'm not gonna make a big deal out of this, right? But when someone pushes you to the point where you're kind of like, all right, what the fuck is this, right? Then I say, you know, then just think of it as an opportunity to practice some real life confrontation. Because I think it's really difficult. One of the hardest things, I think, is to manage confrontations that are somewhat threatening to you, or, you know, you feel like you're just being put in a very defensive position, and being able to, you know, to handle yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. And I would say, much more likely to happen than a physical confrontation. So a lot of people, you know, they train martial arts and stuff. I actually feel like you would be better off, in terms of life skills, you're better off learning verbal confrontation. You know, like how to deal with an argument. Because that's actually when the adrenaline builds up, is in the lead up to the fight. I think once the fight breaks out, it's a different situation. And you're kind of left with the adrenaline from the lead up to the fight. So, meaning, if you're in an argument and that argument breaks out into a physical fight, the person who's better at argument is going to have an advantage in the fight, because your adrenaline level is lower. You're better under control than the other person. Which is why, like, I think in boxing matches, they will constantly insult each other in hopes of getting the other person's they want to get the other person to lose their temper.
Wow.
And get really mad. Because once you get mad,
your adrenaline level goes up, and then you can't control yourself as
I
well.
I wonder if that's how it works in Kung Fu.
Yeah, it's all about self-control. And and the other thing is, like, if you are calm, like, meaning, like, you don't show, like, you don't lose control of your emotions, you will appear, I think. I mean, this is why the videos are helpful. I like watching these videos because I just, like, I know how I felt on the inside. I want to see what I look like on the outside.
Did it match?
Yeah, does it match? And I'm glad to say that I tend to look, like, from the outside, calmer by, like, a pretty big degree than how I kind of feel on the inside. On the inside, I'm like, yeah, I'm in a fight, you know? Like, this is ugly. On the outside, I look at it, and it's, like, relatively tame.
I think you're pretty reasonable.
Yeah. So, that teaches me that in verbal confrontations, like, it's actually not that big a deal. You're probably... I'm probably feeling more emotional impact from this than I need to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big a deal. Mm-hmm. It was a very mild confrontation at the end of the day. Not a normal one. It's a kind of an ugly one, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that bad.
I think relatively speaking, because I kind of assessed the environment, because there were so many people outside, and they... I mean, you know where they're from, you know? You know student went to the same school, and they're the parent, they're the family. So I kind of feel like it's relatively safe, but at the same time, I also feel kind of not safe because I don't know what he's going to do. So, yeah. I still feel threatened. But I still...
Because it's weird, right?
I didn't know what going on
with
that. It's
not every day that kind of thing happens, but... You know,
I remember.
If it happens, you've got to get through it.
I remember I walk away just feeling really happy that we don't need to give them the insurance information. I'm like, yes, we don't need to. Yeah, go.
Yeah, there was no damage at all.
I was like, ooh, let's go.
Which, by the way, I have to say, is another thing that's really pissing me off. Mm. Are these people with giant trucks?
Oh, I fucking hate those giant trucks because that should be illegal.
They're so fucking big.
What the fuck come up with that idea? Because they know that there's so many people with a small brain and small dick, they need a big car to make them feel safe.
Yeah, and they're just, you know, and they're just like really...
They can't even fit into the normal parking spot!
And they're just really like touchy about it. It's like, okay, I clipped your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I hit his kid or something. You know, like the way they were acting, it was like I punched his dog or his child. I'm like, it's your car? And there's no damage.
But you're losing your mind.
That's
what's going on.
You know?
The people who like to buy this kind of big-ass car when they're not really for work or whatever, they're so attached to it because that means everything to them.
I think it was like a Chevy Tahoe or Suburban, like one of those giant SUVs.
I don't like that.
And, you know,
it's
or Cadillac or something.
They're so dangerous. They're driving in there and they're like, oh, I'm so big, I'm a big truck. And then they're just like, oh, randomly driving it.
It's just the whole, like, truck... And driving culture and the way people are so touchy about their cars. And this car is huge and takes up so much space. Okay. And he's got his wheel jutting out. And I'm just... The whole thing is just like... It's so annoying. And there's more and more of these giant trucks. And I really don't like the people that drive
them. Do you feel about like you being a normal size human, but all of a sudden there's like a giant just came... around, walking around, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, anyway, I feel like that I usually feel better after these incidents because I think about it, I think about what I did, and this time I'm like, I think I did okay, you know?
I think you did a great job.
Yeah, I think I was dealing pretty firmly with these guys without, you know, saying something stupid.
They sound stupid.
I thought so. I thought they were the ones threatening me. I never threatened them back. Like, every time they threatened to kick my ass, I said, go ahead. You know, it's so ridiculous that you're going to threaten me. You know, get out of here before you get your ass whooped. That's how you talk to people? You know, maybe you think you could talk to me that way, but, like, if you were to talk to, like, an elderly man that way, I just feel like that is so inappropriate. And I don't think that these people would be any nicer. I really don't. I really feel like these guys were just so intent on causing friction. You know? And it's like, oh, I touched your car, and so now this gives you an excuse to just pick on me? You know? And I'm like, you know, I'm not so easy to pick on, but I can imagine that, you know, I really do, I just always think about, there's someone like really young who doesn't really know, who's going to be totally scared, like if it's my nephew that got into that situation, is he going to know how to handle himself? I don't think he is. It's scary, you know?
It is scary. It's You're scary. Walking into a bunch of black men who are like bigger than you.
Yeah. Aggressive dudes. Like, these are not, they're not nice. Like, they're fucking mean, you know?
To the point that the Y was like, stay away from them, yeah. Please.
Like, these are mean dudes. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not really scared of your stupid middle-aged loser husbands, okay? What are they gonna do? I guess part of me was thinking, if he's dumb enough to throw a punch, these guys live in Bethesda, I'm gonna sue the shit out of you. Like, I know you guys, like, you guys are worth suing.
Why, they have money?
I mean, you know.
Well, they have a big truck. Yeah. They can sell it.
I'm just saying, like, look, we're a bunch of fucking suburban dudes from the same neighborhood, you know, like, whatever. You know, like, go ahead, throw a punch. This is going to be the worst decision of your life. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, your glasses. What? You only had one plate glasses left?
Yeah, I'm going to sue them for that. All lost income. Can't work. Book my glasses.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just like, I just don't have any tolerance for this sort of, like, playground bullshit anymore. I'm like, dude, we are adults. This is a graduation. We're the adults. Not the fucking kids. Stop, you know, acting like a kid.
That's why I feel so bad for the kids. I'm like, that's the role model you set up for the kid getting ready for college.
It's not good.
I'm like, how are you going to, like, how will your kids react to a similar situation? Yeah. You know, you are the role model, and then all you guys want is just start a fight out of nowhere, and then by the end of the day you're like, oh, there's no damage.
I thought it was funny that my mom picked up on the idea that
I think
they were treating me extra aggressively because I'm Asian.
Yeah, mom's seen it.
Yeah, and I just, you know, that just really pisses me off, and I'm kind of like, those are that idea does make me want to fight back and just shock them. I want to shock people a little bit to be like,
yeah. So then,
do you want to see a really angry Chinese person? You want to know what that looks like and sounds like? Let's have it. Let's have it.
Yeah, set an example for you.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. I just really hate, like, the feeling of being picked on.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, not because I feel victimized, but I feel like, you would do this, you're hoping that I'm, like, weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's the thing that really pisses me off. I'm like, you're doing this because you think I'm weak. So if I was weak, if I was an older person or a young kid or whatever, this would be your chance to pick on someone weak. And the fact that this is who you are makes me want to come out here and call your shit out.
Mm-hmm.
And give you, you know.
Most likely they did that before.
Yeah, I mean,
and they get away from it.
Yeah,
with this.
Yeah, so I'm just like, you know what? And the other thing is, this is America.
Uh-huh.
If you want to live in America, you better get used to fucking fighting. And like, yeah, you know, it's like, we're not a civil society. It is a rough and tumble culture. It's a culture of fighting and arguing, and, you know, just get used to it.
Remember my mom? She was like, she never understood. Like, she keep asking me, like, how come after you got to America, you got so mean, you're so angry? I'm like, Ma, what else can I do? I have to
you
be
have
mad.
To. You have
She's
to.
She's like, you don't have to. I'm like, yeah, what you are you talking about? You don't even understand English.
Yeah, no, you do. You do. Yep.
She's like, you're always so mad. I was like, the neighbor dog, like, barking for no reason. I need to yell at them.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you don't have them. Like, what the hell can I do to stop them?
And like I said, I think I said this on the last one, and I still believe it, is I never like getting upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I think it's a little bit ugly, and it's not, you know, it's not good style. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it's not good style. It's not good form. You know? So I don't like it, but I have the feeling that that people who don't, if I were to not have that confrontation,
mm-hmm.
and I just take shit,
mm-hmm. That's not then, you. That's
no,
not
but you. No, I just have the feeling, like, if I did that, what happens is it comes out at the wrong times against the wrong people. Like, I'm supposed to be mad at that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't show my anger to that guy, I'm going to show it to you.
Uh-oh.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to show it to the wrong people. I'm going to show it to my sister or something. Like, I need to have the confrontation right then and there.
Right time,
at the person
right
that I'm mad at.
Yeah.
And I hold that also, like, really close, where it's like, this is the person I'm mad at. And so this is the person who's going to hear get my anger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hold on to this and then give it to the wrong person. Because then that's, like, damaging to that person and to me, when it should have been that guy that got damaged. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I hope that guy feels, like either, you know,
well, at least
angry. I hope he's a little bit angry right now, thinking about it, that I basically told his wife to shut up, and she did. And
I think he will be like, oh, next time, I don't know whether I should pick on a Chinese guy. And
maybe, maybe not. But I know this time, I feel like
he didn't
get to look like a tough guy, because I walked out of there and his buddy, his handler, had to basically push him out of the way and just be like, all right, dude, shut it down.
I hope his kid or his, like, whatever, feel like, oh, my God, they're losing.
Well, how embarrassing. You know, and
on my graduation date.
And I'm glad that I was able to walk. This is how I know I don't, I feel less racist today, because I'm not scared of black guys. Like, everyone's, I'm not saying I'm not scared of any black guys. I'm not scared of men because they're black. I'm scared of men who look dangerous, and these guys didn't look dangerous. They just look black, right? And so, they didn't look dangerous at all. And so,
big and black.
Yeah, they're big black dudes, but they're also from the suburbs, and they're attending the same fucking graduation I'm attending. So I'm like, these are not dangerous guys. They're just assholes, right? And so I'm walking up to the, you know, like, I gotta say, I kind of like the way I walk up to them.
yeah, I
like,
saw you.
Like, I walked up, like,
calmly.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, I'm coming over. And she thought I was going there to kick their asses. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, you mean a woman.
Yeah, like, you think I'm just going to come here to pick a fight with these guys?
Yeah,
you think
right.
I'm an idiot?
You're shorter than them.
Yeah.
Even though you're not short.
But it felt good, because I feel like, I do feel like I was able to kind of, like, show them fear. Like, I'm not fearful of you at all.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And, I'm walking here with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking right into you. I'm looking right in your eyes, and I'm not at a loss for words. I know what's, you know, I know what I want to say.
I walk the walk and talk the talk.
Yeah, like, that felt good. You know, I was like, okay, this feels good.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then later I thought about it, and I was like, oh, this is a good one to have under my belt.
Mm-hmm.
This will help me with the next time I have to fucking deal with someone.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could probably do better to avoid curse words, because it gets people mad.
Did you use curse words?
Yeah, I said, so what the fuck are you talking about? I think...
But you know what? The fuck is just, like, so normal right now?
Yeah.
I just mean, like, pretty or something. Like, oh, I'm very... Like,
yeah, but I think it's better to leave out... My thing... No, it is, but I think it's better. Tactically, I think it's better, because...
But the part of the phrase... What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but it's just too aggressive.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you need to use the goal is to calm everyone down.
But the problem is, when you got into confrontation, you will use the F word a lot.
Yeah.
But this, when you got into confrontation, you're not going to be like, what are you talking about? Because this is something.
No,
powerful.
No, you know, instead of what the fuck are you talking about, I should have said, so what are you even talking about?
Okay.
You know, like, what are you even talking about?
What are you even talking about?
I don't have to
say,
what are you fucking talking about?
Okay, should I just replace it every time?
Yeah, I mean, I think just reviewing the situation, I think every time I said fuck, it raised the stakes. Like, people don't like being cursed at. And I cursed at them because I know that they don't like it, and I did it anyway because I want them to be angry, and now I think... I don't think that's good tactics. I think I'm supposed to, like, disarm them. You know, like, I'm supposed to, like, make them... Because if the calmer you act, the dumber they feel. That's why it's good form.
Are they smart enough to understand?
Everyone is. Everyone knows that if you're the one that's lost your temper and the other person keeps their cool, you lost.
Yeah, don't lose
your cool. So by cursing, you know, I am losing control a little bit. And it's better to not do it. It's just better to not
But it's
curse.
Hard.
It is. But I think that, that's a thing that
because,
I can practice.
Because when I, like, yell at a person, yeah. I feel, like, more powerful when I use the F word. Because it just so through with the yeah. sentence.
I mean, the ideal way is just to be absolutely cool. And just, you know, instead of saying,
wow,
dude, you need to calm the fuck down. I should have said,
tough.
God, sir, first of all, you call him sir. I'm like, sir, you need to lower your voice. You know? Like, the ultimate is to just basically have no
emotional
response and just be like, sir, like, just be completely cool.
Robotic.
And just be like, sir, you need to calm down.
You're the most gentle word ever. Yeah. Hey, gentlemen.
Yeah. Sir,
lady,
I was just like, sir, you know, like, now I think about it, I should say, sir, I'm trying to move the car, but it's hard when you're yelling at me, so could you please stop yelling? You know? I think that's a better way to handle it.
You the nicest word.
Yeah, because,
ever
like, part of me wanted to, like, I don't want to fight.
Them?
I don't want to fight, you know? But I was getting mad at him. So I expressed my anger by just kind of exploding at him and saying, you know, like, you need to calm the fuck down. And that doesn't really work. And I know that doesn't work. I say that just to piss people off. Like, I know he's not going to calm down.
Isn't that, like...
So I say calm the fuck down just because I know that's not going to work.
Because when you say that, that actually just adding fuel on the fire.
Yeah, because I'm insulting him. I'm like, you need to calm the fuck down because you've lost control of yourself.
But that you're ordering them to do something. It's like a master to tell the doctor, like, shut up.
Yeah. Which is not great, you know? It's adding fuel to the fire, and that's not what you want to do. You want to calm the situation down. So I think I was not calm enough. I was a little bit too aggressive.
But you're not really, like, confront to people that often.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, every time this happens, like, I got to think about it, and I think about what I should do better. And I need to stop cursing because people really don't like that, and they get even more mad, and the situation gets worse. And I don't want it to get worse. I just want the situation to get better. Right? I don't want to fight. I want to just deal with this thing like an adult. That's it. I'm not looking for a fight. But they won't stop fighting me, and so I have to fight back. But the problem is, I'm not doing it in a way that makes the fighting go away. I'm doing it in a way that in some way increases the anger. And I don't want to be that guy. I just wanted, like, calm people down. And I think I need to stop cursing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Everything else I think was fine. And I think when he threatened to kick my ass, I was like, you know, think about it. Like, he was just talking. He didn't really get mad, that second guy, until I said, so what the fuck are you talking about? Then he was like, he felt disrespected, and then he had to say, I'm going to whoop your ass. Like, he was like, then he had to physically threaten me, and then I was like, then it was, you know, then what am I going to say? So all I said was, okay, go ahead, whoop some ass, you know, like, I had to just call him on it. But it's just not, you know, at that point I was like, this hasn't really gone the way I want it to go. You know, it would have been better if I just said, so what are you even talking about? You know, like, what, so... So you're sitting here and threatening me, and then when I come here to offer you insurance information, you don't even want it because you say there's no damage. So why are you yelling at me? What is all this violent language about?
Especially,
what is the need for this? Your car has no damage. You literally don't even want my insurance information. So what do you want?
Especially after, like, a graduation, that's supposed to be like a very happy day. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
Yeah. I felt bad too. Like, the other time was I got so angry. I probably should have not been that angry, but at the the city clerks who handle the marriage bureau clerks, you know, they kept giving me the runaround as to why we weren't getting our marriage certificate, and then finally the manager guy called me, and I just absolutely, like, unloaded so much frustration at him.
But you said that was the manager, why they get paid more, because they need to handle shit.
Here's the thing. I was so angry about it, and I had so many days to think about it, and the more I thought about it, the more angry I got. And by the time he called me, I was like, I've thought about this for a long time. I'm not overreacting. I've thought about this. I'm really mad. I'm really mad at you guys.
They're so stupid to the point when after we finally got the marriage certificate, my address is still incorrect.
Yeah.
What the...
I was so mad.
What the even?
Like, why... You know, and I told him, you know, I was like, you have, like, one of the few jobs in government that's just always happy. It's just people in love walking into your office all day wanting to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you guys do? You just find ways to just piss us off. You just find ways so that you don't give a marriage certificate. I was like, for what reason? What do you think this is? You think I'm asking you for money? You don't, dude, like, why do you not want us to have the marriage certificate? Why are you looking for technical reasons not to give it to us? Really? I can't get married in a public park? I'm not allowed to because it doesn't have a mailing address?
I'm sorry, but
like, that doesn't sound right. Okay?
You had too much...
And I don't believe that it's in the interests of the state of New York to not let people get married because they were at a park. And it doesn't have a mailing address.
I thought that was the city.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, the city. But I'm just saying, it doesn't help that it's a, I mean, it's a New York state license, right? But it's just like, you're just doing this to aggravate me. Literally. I cannot think of any other reason for you to not give the certificate. So one of your clerks is making up a rule that says that because I just said the name of a park and not a specific mailing address, that it was not a valid marriage.
I mean,
it was not a valid wedding. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. Oh, yeah, that's how it works. And so, like, just the thought of the some fucking asshole who thought that's what their job is, that they went home and was like, yeah, I did a good job today.
I'm like,
I just unloaded. I was like, you're the manager. I was like, I know this isn't your fault, but you're responsible, so you're going to hear it from me.
They probably get the easier job to even issue the marriage certificate.
Yeah.
Right, it's not like my job so complicated. Do all the calculation or whatever, and they can't even do it right. And when we cut it, it's so wrong. I'm like, but I didn't bother to correct it.
You know why? I swear to God, and I told him this.
Gosh,
do you know why that guy called me? The manager called me on my personal line and apologized to me and said, "I'm going to fix this for you." And you know why he did that?
Is that because Rankin?
Yeah, because he looked at the file. He looked at all, you know, probably got put on his desk. He looked at it, and the officiant was Ron Kim, a state assemblyman. And he was like, oh, I can't piss this guy off.
It's a public relations problem.
Yeah, I shouldn't fuck with this guy, right? So he called me and was like, I'm
remember,
really sorry.
I got so mad because they wrote Han Kim. I said, he even got the Ron Kim wrong. And remember what you said?
Yeah, it was Honorable Kim.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, Honorable
Ron Kim. I got so mad. I was like, he even got Ron Kim wrong.
Han Kim.
It's Han Kim.
That one really pissed me off. I really enjoyed that one just because, like, I had thought through all of the reasons. And I'm like, dude, you are about to hear, like, literally, like, a month of my thinking. Like, I thought through all of this, and I'm so mad.
I was
And sure. he listened, to his credit... He listened to all of it and was like, yeah, I'm sorry. and I told him, and I think in a way, like, he didn't, I think in a way he didn't mind, because I kept saying, I was like, you have a great job. Like, think about it. You're like, you have the happiest job in all of government, okay? And you still, so I was like, you have the happiest job in government, and you still... Or have that typical bureaucrat attitude of like, yeah, I don't want to lift a finger to help you. In fact, I'm going to lift a finger to hurt you today. And I'm going to make up a rule that says if you can't just put the name of the park, you have to give me a specific mailing address. And I said, I don't know if this park has a mailing address.
It was so frustrated because I already apply insurance. Under my employer, but they need the marriage certificate to prove it, but I already applied for it. So I was kind of worried because, you know, they didn't need to see it, but if they ask for it, then I don't have a marriage certificate. So it's going to be like I'm lying. But I have to apply for the health insurance within 2 months. But we didn't get our marriage certificate until like four or 5 months later. I thought I was so pissed at that time. I'm like, what the... Even.
I have to say, that was one of the most interesting lose my shit calls. Because one, I had thought about it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew exactly what I was thinking and why. Like, everything was like, I had already thought about everything I wanted to say. And
you really rehearsed
it was like I was so angry, but I gotta tell you, it was like taking a big emotional shit. I was like, it felt so good when I was yelling. It was so pleasurable.
You also did that in Maryland when they call you, remember?
Yeah, I was here, and I was just like, you know, you have such I thought about it so much that I don't think at any point did I say anything that insulted him. Everything I said was actually a compliment to him. Because mm-hmm. I kept telling him what a great job he has. I was like, do you realize what a great freaking job you have? And how lucky you guys are. And somehow, I was like, and he was like, tell me the names of the people. I was like, you know what? I'm not interested in getting anyone in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not here to like hurt anyone. Okay? I'm just telling you why, like, I, as a New Yorker, feel like you guys have really let down New Yorkers. Because I'm like, don't you want New Yorkers to get married? Don't you want people in your city to get married and start families? And, you know, like, why are you standing in the way of that? And he was like, no, we're going to get this fixed for you. I'm like, no, you know, I told him. I said, I don't want, I was having a total fucking temper tantrum, and it felt mm-hmm. so good. Because, you know, I thought it through. So I acted like a giant baby. And I was like, I don't want it. He was like, no, I'm going to get this fixed for you. I said, sir, I don't want it fixed. I don't trust you guys anymore. I don't even want the goddamn marriage certificate from you.
I need that for the insurance.
No, I said, I know. But I was just having my tantrum. And I was like, because honestly, other states don't make these stupid rules. And I said, and I've learned the rules, and they're completely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know that's not your fault, but New York has ridiculous rules.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to another state and get married there, and you guys can honor my out-of-state marriage because you guys don't want to give me a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just go to Vegas and get it done or whatever. Who cares?
And I was like, I don't want to get married in Vegas.
No, I know. But that's not my point.
I know.
I'm having a tantrum. And he, you know, it was so funny because he just listened to the whole thing. And I think at some point, he was actually interested in what I had to say. He was literally listening, and I'm sitting here.
He was like,
complimenting.
Could you tell me more how good I am? Like,
yeah,
how good my job is.
I was like, how lucky are you? All you do is have like, you know, like local New Yorker people coming in who are in love, and young people coming, old people coming in. They're in love and they want to get married. That's your job, and you fucked it up. And he was like, yeah. Who fucked it up? Who was it? I don't want to name names. I'm not trying to get. Oh, no. I just want to roll out new training. And I was like, well, I don't know, but whoever trained them to say, you know, you're allowed to get married in a New York City public park, why would you do that? Why would you have a rule like that? Do you not want people to get married in your parks, in your beautiful parks? I was being very, like, New Yorker, you know? I don't know. That felt good. I really liked that one.
Mm.
But anyway. All right. My advice, the reason I do these, I think we should do podcasts on this, is because I do think, for me, learning to have verbal confrontations with people and not shy away or feel bad about it, but feel like actually this is a necessary part of life in America, not necessary part of life anywhere, is good. And I don't think people, you know, I just don't like it when people are like, oh, piazzale, you know, like, don't get mad, don't get angry, come on. No, get mad, get angry. It's okay. It's part of life. And people who, you know, always tell you that that's the wrong thing, always tell you don't do that, always tell you to back down, always telling you, you know, like my mom was like, okay, well, I'm sorry. No, don't apologize. Don't apologize to him. Yeah, you don't need to apologize. You don't need to apologize to avoid confrontation. You need to learn how to get comfortable with confrontation and see it through. And to win your confrontations by keeping your cool more than the other person, you know? Important life skill for me, I've noticed over the years, is getting more and more comfortable with confrontation. And part of it is really trusting yourself and being like, I'm mad for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Legit reason.
I have a legit reason to be mad right now because these guys are picking on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're trying to give me... They're trying to scare me and they're trying to intimidate me for no good reason. You know? And a little minor, my tire touched your tire doesn't give you the right to do that. I'm sorry. It doesn't. And I've been in enough of those situations where, like, most people don't act like you guys. Most people are reasonable. But you're not reasonable. You guys are assholes.
Mm.
And today, you two assholes are going to confront another asshole. I'm an asshole, too. The difference is that, you know, I think the difference is, who are you an asshole to? Are you an asshole to people that deserve it, or are you an asshole to people that don't deserve it? And so I think the skill of verbal confrontation is making sure that you're a proper asshole. You're an asshole exactly at the right time and moment to the right people. You know? So.
Yeah, I'm glad that you yell at them. Otherwise, I got the yell. Oh, no.
No, I wouldn't yell at you, but I would. I'm just saying. No, but what would happen is I would be, like, in a bad mood. And then you would have to deal with me in a bad mood.
Just like what you said, you have a constipation.
Yeah.
Mental constipation.
Now, I would say I was in an elevated mood,
uh-huh.
You know, and I'm like in a somewhat combative mood. But I wasn't, for the rest of the day, I was not in a bad mood. I was like, wait.
I was
kind of like in a good mood. I was like, yeah. I
did a good job.
Yeah. So, and now we're talking about it. And
yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yes.
All right. Next time. After we get into another argument, we'll dissect that one. I'm sure it'll happen sooner than later.
Oh my god.
All right. That's your Escape from Plan A for this week.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.